Presente. In New York City, the call went out, excuse my bad Spanish, presente ciclistas contra las deportaciones. We ride for freedom. And ride they did, 30 or 40 cyclists, around and around the Varick Street detention facility, where refugees and children of refugees are held in a prison by Homeland Security, even in a city that has named itself a sanctuary city. They rode their bikes and around the block, stopping and blocking traffic in front of the big garage doors where the paddy wagons come to unload their prisoners. Organized by the activist performance artist Reverend Billy and his Church of Stop Shopping, I urge you to look them up when you get home. This parade of cyclists got up the noses of Homeland Security and the local police. This parade of cyclists bore witness to a world that does not deport the innocent. This parade of cyclists, if only for a few moments, transformed a place of despair into a place of hope. Presente. Our scriptures give us four gospels, four storytellers, each one giving us a different version of the hope embodied in Jesus. John's gospel is the only one that gives us that fabulous story about the raising of Lazarus from the dead. And John links the raising of Lazarus with Jesus' collision course with the empire and its collaborators. Just a few verses before the first scripture reading we heard this morning is a wee paragraph that in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible is given the subtitle, "The Plot to Kill Lazarus." Why kill Lazarus? Why this upset among the empire and its collaborators about Jesus raising someone from the dead? Well, here is a bold belief. If we are no longer afraid of death, the empire has no power over us. If we are no longer afraid of death, the empire has no power over us. The raising of Lazarus calls us out of our tombs of fear into new life. The empire depends on our fear of death to keep us under control. They cannot run their empire, they cannot live off the backs of the poor, if the occupied people no longer fear death. In confronting the death of Lazarus, Jesus confronts every culture of death and death dealing throughout history. And most markedly, Jesus confronts the empire of death in the parade of palms. Presente. The palm parade is an outrageous bit of street theater. It takes the military parade by which Pilate entered Jerusalem and turns it upside down. Pilate's military procession comes with cavalry on horses, foot soldiers, a display of weapons, waving banners, golden eagles mounted on poles, the sounds of marching feet, creaking leather, horses' hooves, the beating of drums. Over on this end of the city, Jesus stages a kind of counter-procession, counter-parade. One little borrowed donkey, a crowd of nuisances and nobodies waving palm branches, palms being a symbol of national identity. Imagine, if we were occupied, we might go out and wave maple branches with maple leaves on it to assert our Canadian identity. So two processions, Pilate's and Jesus. Pilate's procession embodies the power and violence of the empire that ruled the world. Jesus' procession embodies a vision of this peaceable kingdom, a kingdom in which no one is afraid, no one is expendable, and all are beloved. And this is the confrontation of the weak ahead of us this Holy Week. Presente. Presente is the cry that went up in Rio and all over Brazil at the news of the assassination of Marielle Franco, Rio's only black city councillor. Marielle was raised in one of Rio's poorest and most violent slums, and she was a fearless defender of minorities and fearless at speaking out against police violence and extrajudicial killings. Her assassination last week brought tens of thousands into the streets, shouting through their tears, "Presente!" I am present. The response to Mariella's killing is not silence or fear, but courage and defiance. When the people were shouting, "Marielle, presente," they are saying, "Marielle, you are not forgotten. We continue your struggle for justice." Presente. Presente is the cry of a people no longer afraid of death, a people outraged by injustice, outraged by the violence done to the poor, outraged by the violence that creates refugees. To shout presente is to say that we are no longer afraid of death, that we will not let death have the last word, that we believe in the power of love, and we will work to make that love real in this wounded world of ours. A story was told years ago during the period of vicious civil war in El Salvador. And it's one of those stories that's true whether it actually happened or not. The story is that a freedom fighter was captured by the military and told to give up the names of his fellow freedom fighters. He refused. The military said, "Tell us or we will beat you." And he said, "And then what will you do?" They said, "Tell us or we will torture you." And he said, "And then what will you do?" They said, "Tell us or we'll kill you." And he said, "And then what will you do?" The burning question for us is not, is there life after death? The burning question for us and for far too many of our sisters and brothers around the world is this: is there life before death? In choosing to ride into dangerous Jerusalem on a borrowed donkey, in creating that counter procession, Jesus offers us life before death, a life that invites us to courage, a life that invites us to be free of death-dealing structures and instead to live lives that offer compassion and justice for all peoples. As Jesus' followers, we continue his story, we carry on his work, we insist that all people be allowed to live in peace and unafraid. Presente. Our task, our ministry, is to follow Jesus by transforming places of despair into places of hope. Presente. From the after-church lunch for neighborhood guests, from refugee sponsorship, from openly welcoming the queer community, from providing a home for people with HIV/AIDS, you at Young United are actively transforming places of despair into places of hope. Presente. And so, this Holy Week, I invite you, I invite me, to consider where and how you might transform a place of despair into a place of hope by the gift of your presence, by being presente. As our Christian story moves us from the Palm Parade to the Passion, what passion for life, what passion for the peaceable kingdom will you seek out this week? Where might your presence bring hope, bring comfort, bring the gift of your solidarity? Where will your faith take you? Where will you say, presente? Amen.